Welcome to this very special Labor Day edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. And in honor of Labor Day, we are taking the night off. But we did put together a very special show for you, something that's really important right now. Mandatory vaccines are on the rise, but there are still no repercussions for Big Pharma. Big Pharma can just force you and your children to get vaccinated, and they are immune from any vaccine-related injury. Now, Rob Du covered the InfoWars Overdrive Hour, and he covered a lot of articles just showing the rise of vaccine-related injuries, and of course, took some phone calls from viewers out there, and we got so many phone calls from concerned parents, especially in the state of California, where SB 277 has passed mandatory vaccinations for all school children. And then after that, David Knight interviewed a whistleblower. She exposed the fact that preemie babies are still being injected with vaccines even after doctors knew that they would suffer, that they would be injured. So that's all coming up. Check it out.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
I really want to send a message to the globalists, to Big Pharma, to all the vaccine pushers out there. If people get this video out, we're going to put this up by itself, this last hour of people with their vaccine side effect stories. We're going to put it out. We're going to let people know this is happening. When they say they're safe and effective, they're lying to you. And I'm going to prove it in more ways than one. I also have some articles here that I'm going to go through. But let's go ahead and let's take our first caller here. This is Matthew calling from Florida. Matthew, what is your story?
Yeah, hi. I have a 4-year-old son who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes back in August of 2013. And I noticed some symptoms right after he had the hepatitis B vaccine. And, you know, I'm still pretty frazzled. I live in Florida. We actually moved from San Francisco in 2012. And, you know, I'm just at a loss. And, you know, he's in pre-K now. And I'm, you know, getting all sorts of pressure. I got a letter that was sent home saying that, you know, if he wasn't up to date with his immunizations, that he's going to get, not going to be allowed to go back to school. And, that's the gist of it.
Well, one thing they'd never tell you, and I'm not sure what the laws are like in Florida, is that there are exemption forms. They're usually there. I think there's religious exemption in all but two states, and I think those are Mississippi and West Virginia. And then you have conscientious objection. And a lot of other states, there are a few that don't allow that, but most states do allow a religious exemption. In fact, mother just won a legal battle to refuse vaccine for her child made of aborted baby parts. And this is out of Life News. A New York woman has won a legal battle to refuse a vaccine for her child because it was made from aborted baby parts. The vaccine MMR for measles, mumps, and rubella are required by New York City schools for enrollment. However, the woman was granted the exemption on religious grounds because she opposes abortion and the vaccine used from tissue collected from them. So there's an Activist Post article that ties in with that. Aborted fetal cells in products and vaccines. And if you go click, go through a few pages of it, it lists the vaccines and who makes them. And MMR2, measles, mumps, and rubella from Merck right there. The chickenpox, Verifax, the chickenpox vaccine there, the polio vaccine, hepatitis A. So it's all in there. And all these are made, they call it diploid cells. That's their code word for it. But they take these aborted baby cells, and that's how they grow this type of medium to make the vaccines. So thank you for your story, Matthew. We're going to go to Mankind in Arizona. How are you doing today?
Doing all right, Rob. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, cool. Yeah, first I just wanted to say, you know, it's kind of like an aha moment. I just want to make 2 points, and then I'll let you keep rolling with the show. But the first aha moment, this whole situation with the Farrakhan, you know, leading the, you know, Million Man March again in October and stuff like that, people need to keep an eye on that because that mixed with the information that Trump is now putting out as far as for, you know, Obama being the head and basically being the front runner for ISIS, which are, you know, Muslim, you know, not saying anything against the religion, but that's everything put together. It's almost like a no brainer what's about to happen next. So I just kind of want everybody to keep their eyes open on what, you know, the Million Man March is going to happen in October. And the last thing that I wanted to say was as far as for with the vaccine, it's kind of a hard story to tell because I actually used to be, you know, I worked for a pediatrician. And, you know, you get into the job for the right reasons to help mm-hmm. these kids and stuff like that. And, you know, I used to give shots to the kids thinking that it would help them, you know. And
because they tell you that they're safe and effective. They ground that into your head, safe and effective, don't they?
Right. Yeah. And after a while, I actually started to see the same thing. I was, because, you know, it's a pediatrician's office. You see the same kids coming in. And I started noticing that whole situation to where it's like their lights look like they got put out from taking the vaccines. And the mothers would come back in and ask me, hey, you know, ever since they got their shots and, you know, this and that happened or whatever, sometimes they would have seizures or they would say they haven't really been the same. They've been violently sick and blah, blah, blah. And they would actually start asking me because they didn't really trust even what the doctors were telling them at that point. And it was at that point that I actually took some of the inserts from the vaccines, read the whole thing myself, and there's a million words on there. But I found that exact same situation where it's like, it says right here that it's not helping. It's not helping you at all. It's almost like a trial. And I actually ended up having to quit my job because literally, morally, I couldn't take it anymore. It was either get paid or continue to hurt kids or, you know, and I had to take the alternative. I had to quit.
Yeah, and we played a portion of an interview that David Knight did talking with a nurse who admitted that they knew they were giving preemie babies the vaccine, the regular vaccine schedule, and they knew these kids were going to be hurt. So they were getting the intubators ready so they could help them breathe when they stopped breathing. These things literally kill you, and they have to put the intubator in so the kids don't die. It's crazy. And, you know, it takes great courage to step away from that, but people need to start speaking out because if you look at the vaccine schedule from where it was when people like you and I were born compared to now, it's almost triple, quadruple of what they were giving kids back then. And, you know, I know plenty of people my age now that have allergies and this and that, and that's where all this stuff comes from. When the brain gets attacked, it goes into defense mode. And defense mode can come in any forms. In fact, if you guys can roll the video of the girls in Colombia writhing on the floor after their HPV shot. I mean, this is what happens. And the only reason we see it here on a mass scale is because they're doing this all at school. And so all these girls are having the reaction at the same time. In your case, it's happening on a case-by-case basis. So parents aren't seeing the connection. And these people, I had one of our interns was translating this. They don't know. They're like, we don't know what's going on. We need help. And the reason they're not getting help is because the establishment, Big Pharma, knows that these are side effects to their vaccines and they let it happen. So thank you for your call, Mankind. Buck, What is your vaccine story?
Well, I've got a 4-year-old granddaughter, and at about a year and a half, this is before I knew of any of the dangers of vaccines. You know, I had no clue until I started listening to Dr. Jen Tenney, and I kind of went down a rabbit hole and found this information. But at a year and a half, our granddaughter came over to our house 2 days after she'd had her vaccination. And it was like the light had gone out of her eyes. She had a blank stare on her face. She wasn't the same. I looked at my wife and I said, what's the matter with her? You know, we couldn't figure it out. So I ended up going to the pediatrician, after I'd done some research with my daughter. And the pediatrician just lambasted me, you know, for even being there and even questioning.
How dare you question us?
He was trying to ask a question. Yeah, exactly.
We go to school for this, man.
Yeah, exactly. But here's another point. You know, and then that article about the Mexican, they said that 1 in 10,000 has the gene.
Yeah.
Well, if it's 1 in 10,000, how many people were in that room that happened to be one? It was way above. What was it? 1 in 10, not 1 in 10,000.
Right. It's not the gene. That's just an excuse they give you to say you're predisposed to have seizures after you get a vaccine. It's okay. You'll be fine once the seizure passes. That's their cover story.
Now, my son just had a baby 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. He's been totally unvaccinated, and he is the bright. I mean, you can just look in his eyes and just see the sparkle and see the joy and see the wonderment that he has, you know, everything.
It's amazing.
It's a totally different story. Now, thank goodness that my 4-year-old granddaughter, whose name is Harmony, and thankfully, you know, she is Harmony. I mean, in a true sense. Thank goodness that she didn't fall susceptible to that Russian roulette of vaccinations.
Yeah.
Because how many people do? You know,
a lot of people do. That's sad.
You know, both of them now are totally off vaccines. They're totally healthy, and thank God that they didn't suffer any truly adverse. Now, who knows? You know, 5 years, 10 years down the road, maybe my granddaughter who did have the vaccine. You know, I had no idea. I saw him. I was there, and I saw him vaccinate my 12-hour. She wasn't even 3 hours old when they gave her the Hep B vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
So it was the three-hour-old baby, were they using intravenous drugs? Were they having anal sex? I mean, that's why you get the Hep B vaccine if you're leading that kind of lifestyle and you believe that it actually works. You don't get it. You don't give it to babies who aren't practicing that, but they do that to cover the nurses who might have Hep B. It's disgusting. They're more concerned with how their outlook appears. And instead of the children's health, that's not what they're concerned with. They're concerned with the bottom line. We are taking as many of your phone calls as we can at this point with your vaccine stories. How have you been impacted in your life by vaccines? Because that's what it all comes down to. What is the final interaction? How do we get this message out to people? How do we let them know that these things aren't safe and effective like they like to beat it over your head over and over again? Here's an article that came out. Prominent vaccine denier site applauds Trump for saying vaccines can cause autism. And I believe the article came out of Natural News, and Think Progress was trying to, he's already secured the racist vote. Now Donald Trump is saying swaying vaccine truthers. So you can tell where their head is lying. They believe in herd immunity. That's what their problem is. Now, last night on the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs every night, 7 p.m. Central, you can find it here on InfoWars.com. You can find it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then we also put it out on YouTube after it airs live here. But Darren McBreen found a actual Gardasil ad that it's about 30 seconds long. And, you know, this is actually the truth. This is what they should be saying about Gardasil. So here's that ad.
Gardasil, destroying little girls' lives one injection at a time. And now boys, too, can get the Gardasil shot.
My stepson, 10 months ago, had the HPV immunization, and a week later went blind in his left eye.
Yeah, they can't wait to give it to boys.
May cause convulsions, grand mal seizures, deafness, circulatory collapse, blood problems leading to unexplained bruising or bleeding, fainting, or brief loss of consciousness, chronic fatigue syndrome, foaming at the mouth, blindness, and death. Gardasil.
There you go. And they want to now mandate that in Rhode Island. They actually are trying to put that on, and you can only get out of it with a religious exemption. And I'm going to play a bit of a video of a parent confronting the health director in Rhode Island.
You're asking people to fill out a form, say they're not religious, to lie in religious exemption, okay, so they can be exempt, so they have a child exempt.
The way we define religious, based on our legal definition, it allows for having a strong, very deep conviction against this vaccine.
Well, that's not, I mean, that would not hold up. Thank you. Means you need to be religious. And that's what the problem is. If you're spiritual, it doesn't matter. If you are philosophically against it, it doesn't matter. You have to rely to fill out that form.
Yeah, it would not be considered or interpreted as a lie.
But do you understand, like, the moral compass of people when they have to fill out that form to get that exemption?
Yes, I do. I know it's a challenging component. People are also welcome to cross out the
form. A suggestion, though, is next time you go on the news, is let the public know. If you ever get on camera, let the public know that there is this exemption that they can fill out.
Absolutely.
And explain to them that they don't actually have to be religious. Can you do that?
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
Everything that's been done with torture, rendition, the NDAA, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2, from day one, was focused on the American people, period. That's it. It's always been about erasing the Bill of Rights and Constitution and rolling out NSA spying publicly, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, rolling out torture, saying it's for Al-Qaeda, but it's really for the general public, rolling out total control and the end of any underground free market systems in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, but really shutting down any type of free commerce. This is all about converting us from a free society to a tyranny with a capital T.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com. Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different
hemp cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines.
It's time to get back in their face. They're trying to bully us into medical tyranny.
I wanted to take issue with you anti-vaxxers, right-wingers, rednecks.
It's about Big Brother, but on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
What gives you the right to tell me that I should get a shot, that my children should be shot?
I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom.
Hillary Clinton took to Twitter to voice her support for vaccinations. The science is clear. The earth is round, the sky is blue, and vaccines work. Let's protect all our kids.
I can't swallow and I sputs on my tongue. And I just want to tell anybody out there, if you get a shot, you're a fool.
Meanwhile, the insert says it can make you get measles. Understand that?
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children, and it is an issue of freedom.
But the 10% can't go to school unless they get vaccinated.
The science of vaccines, which work effectively 100% of the time, and the white race...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, you haven't read the CDC memo, have you? It was 99% last week. Now they're telling people it's 97%. So it's not 100% even by their own statistics.
Meanwhile, the outbreak was caused by vaccinated people!
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And what you saw Alex Jones doing right there, getting loud, getting in people's faces, that's what we need to do. But we also need to be respectful of that. I'm going to show you the right way to do it later on in the show. First, let's go back to your calls. Joseph in Michigan, what is your vaccine story?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm kind of getting notified about this last minute. Calling about vaccine-injured children?
Sure, yeah.
My sister Lauren, 31 years old, 1984, she was 4 months old. She got her first DTP shot. About half hour, 45 minutes later, she went into a 15-minute long grand mal seizure. My sister has cerebral palsy, epilepsy, and autism from the DTP shot. that started me being a conspiracy theorist 31 years ago. I've had a long time to study and do a lot of research. I researched the ethyl mercury and how it bonds to the membrane on the mitochondrial DNA and how it permeates and saturates and gets inside of that membrane to permeate the cell and then switches to a methyl mercury, which is like 10 times more toxic, and it starts confusing the caspase 3, 7, and 10, which are your biological time clock for your RNA-DNA transfer, and it confuses everything about your development. Mm-hmm. And when the aluminum hydroxide attaches to the red blood cell and coats it to the point where it cannot transfer ATP's energy anymore, and also the same thing with the DNA transfer, it cripples the child immediately. And going through the research and doing all these links with the polysorbate 80 and the MSGs and the formaldehydes and what they do to the immune system, the SIDS that they've been talking bullshit now for these last, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little elevated.
We'll bleep that
out. They've been denying it. They said back in the 80s, oh, flip your child over onto their belly onto their back, because if they're on their belly, they're suffocating, you know.
Right.
But that was when they started putting the ethyl mercury into the vaccine. And the children that were dying of SIDS, they knew why then, and they know why now. SIDS now is at its highest rate in history.
And so is the vaccine schedule. What a coincidence. The vaccine schedule is the highest in history. SIDS is highest in history. We have the worst infant mortality in the developed world, you know?
What they did was they changed the ICD code so that they don't use SIDS anymore.
Right.
They put lack of respiratory, stop breathing, other. They don't say SIDS anymore. So SIDS, you know, supposedly has gone down, but it's actually worse. But when I looked at it, when the ethyl mercury gets in there and it starts confusing the caspase 3, 7, and 10, those trigger a cellular apoptosis that goes after neuronal cells and immune cells. And when the neuronal cells that are under attack from the apoptosis that is naturally supposed to occur in our bodies, when they're involuntary motor neurons, the respiratory and cardiovascular systems fail. I've done some extensive research into toxemia and preeclampsia. And preeclampsia is when the fetus now is becoming toxic. And the mother and the fetus both know that there is an issue when the blood is toxic, and because the fetus's kidneys and liver are not developed.
Right.
So the mother is responsible for the cleaning of the blood, correct? So and when the mother gets vaccinated, now the mother's blood has become toxic. The toxic blood goes to the fetus. The fetus is under attack now. So the mother knows that there's an issue now with toxic blood going to the fetus. So there are so many preemies because of this, because the mother will shed the child in order to save it from further exposure of toxins from her own blood.
Mm-hmm.
But the preeclampsia and the toxemia, they kill so many children because the blood is so tainted with so many toxins, they're metallic neurotoxins, that there's no way that a brand new baby's kidneys and liver can start to function right away. And then they put the Hep B in right away.
Second day, they want to give them the Hep B. Yeah.
Right away. So they want to add insult to injury right on the kidneys and liver, bang, right away. And then on top of that, when they do a early clamping, when they clamp off the umbilical cord too soon,
mm-hmm.
imagine this. The lungs now are full of amniotic fluid, right? In the when they're in the womb, so they're not breathing. They have no oxygen saturation in their lungs, so they clamp off the umbilical cord. The child's not even developed oxygen in the lungs yet, so now the brain is starved from oxygen because you've just cut off the blood flow from the mother to the fetus, the infant's brain, and you're spanking the child trying to get it to breathe. It takes a little bit before the oxygen will actually saturate in the lungs and get into the blood. So now you've just starved the brain for oxygen that way also, on top of the blood being coated with toxins that don't allow the transfer of oxygen anyways. So preeclampsia and toxemia right now kill so much. But I want to get out, hopefully before I lose you, that I started this research when my sister first got injured, and people tried to deny me back then. And I hate losing an argument if I don't have enough facts. So mm-hmm. that is why I research all the way to the molecular level.
Right.
So that when somebody rebuts back to me something that doesn't make any sense, I'll explain it to them molecularly.
Well, you sound very educated on this, Joseph. And I want to get you as a guest on the Nightly News next week so you can really flesh this out maybe for 3 or 4 segments. I mean, we'll give you like 30 minutes where you can just lay your research out that you've done as a layperson, because I want people to know that they can also do this type of research and find out this information, and they're not, they don't have to just listen to the authority figures to where they get their health information.
Could I tell my show that I actually started for the case of being an alertist, an alarmist to try to inform people?
Sure, we plug your show. Go ahead. Yeah. Where does your show air?
We started a show called, our show is, it's on the net. It's on Cave Radio, broadcasting.com. It's CAVE Radio Broadcasting.com. The name of our show is Freedom Works. Freedom, and then Works is WORX. But Freedom Works on Cave Radio Broadcasting, we do it every Sunday from 2 to 5. We talk about vaccine injuries and the vaccine protocol and how allopathic medicine is nothing but legalized eugenics. And we explain, all of what we know. And then we're also open for input from anybody else that may have a correction if we're not going the right way.
Sure.
Because I'm an electrician by trade.
Right, right.
I'm not a doctor.
And that's how this is. You know, we all have to do our own research because it's our responsibility to look out for our kids. It's not the doctor's responsibility. It's not the healthcare industry's responsibility. Their responsibility is to make money for their shareholders. That's what their responsibility is. So they don't have any responsibility to the actual health of our children. They may tell you that in ads, but as we just played that one ad that Darren McBreen voiced, that's not what happens. They don't really care about the health of your kid. Joe, we're going to run, but we're going to be talking to you very soon.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Shane Steiner. A lot of you have been following my progress using Supermale Vitality. The last 19 weeks has been an incredible experience. I was feeling a little down and lethargic during the holidays, and none of the supplements that I was taking were doing any good. That's when my longtime friend from high school, Alex Jones, introduced me to Supermale Vitality. I was a little skeptical at first. Not only would I have the energy to work out and go to the gym, but it was actually the changes were happening to my body a lot more rapidly. My whole mood, my libido, everything had completely changed. The concentrated organic herbs, they stimulate your natural systems to produce the natural hormones that you need. I just really wanted to bulk up and hit it hard, and I went in for about the first 5 weeks and was lifting heavy weight and just really hitting it hard, and I gained 20 pounds of muscle immediately. Since that, I've decided I was going to lose some weight and slim down. I just changed up my workout a little bit, and 35 pounds came off. Folks, this is not a joke. This is not a gimmick. It's real. Supermale Vitality, available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're going to go back to your calls here in a second as well. And I'm also going to show you how they're lying to you about this DTaP vaccine, which our caller Joseph was just talking about. His sister got it and has cerebral palsy, autism. There's one other condition that she is suffering. And I mean, and now they want to give it to pregnant women. So I'm going to tell you how they lie to you about that. But first, one thing you can do to protect your health is the use of colloidal silver. That's one thing I use personally on a regular basis. I'm getting a sore throat, I feel bad. Gargle a little bit of colloidal silver and swallow it. So you can get it at InfoWarsLife.com because the medical paradigm out there isn't really interested in helping you. They're interested in profits. Now here I want to go to this Daily Mail article and then we're going to get back to Joseph. Pregnant women urged to have whooping cough vaccine after cases of disease rose 24% in 1 year. So pregnant women are being urged to have whooping cough vaccine after figures show an increase in the number of cases. Experts believe women are put off having injections during pregnancy as they fear they might have negative side effects on their unborn children. But, of course, officials are saying we can provide reassurance that the whooping cough vaccine is safe to use for use during pregnancy with no known adverse side effects for the mother or baby. They say it right there, right under the picture with the guy with the needle. You can read that where they say it right there. It's totally okay. But now let's look at 3 inserts of 3 whooping cough vaccines. It's also called pertussis for those of you out there who don't know it. We're going to look at the Inferix. This is a insert that I just went online and found. So there's Inferix. You can see acellular pertussis. That's one of the vaccines in there. It's diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis all in one. Yay. Section 8, pregnancy. So let's go to Section 8. Let's go see what they say in Section 8 here. And use in specific populations, pregnancy. Animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with Inferix. It is also not known whether Inferix can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or can affect reproduction capacity. Well, they just say it right there. And then pediatric use, safety and effectiveness of Inferix in infants younger than 6 weeks of age and children 7 to 16 years of age have not been established. Inferix is not approved for use in these age groups, yet they want you to give it to pregnant women. And they haven't even tested it, and they admit it in the insert. That's why I say hashtag read the damn insert. Let's look at the next one. This is from Daptosil. This is from, I think this is from Pasteur. The other one's from GlaxoSmithKline. So they also have a Section 8 on pregnancy. And you could do this. Just type in vaccine inserts and you can go pick out which ones you want to look at. It's very easy to do. This is a little smaller, but same thing. Pregnancy category C. Animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with Daptosil vaccine. It is also not known whether Daptosil vaccine can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or affect reproductive capacity. It is not approved for infants below 6 years of age and children 7 years of age or older. They just admit it right there. All right. And here's an actual vaccine insert. And this is, I think this is, has seven different vaccines in it. It's called Pentasil. And once again, you open it up. Pregnancy, animal reproduction studies have not been conducted with the Pentasil vaccine. It is not known whether Pentasil vaccine can cause harm when administered to a pregnant woman or affect reproduction capacity. Pentasil vaccine is not approved for use of women of childbearing age. So they don't even want women of childbearing age to take this vaccine, yet they're pushing it in this article from Daily Mail. Z in Florida, what is your vaccine story?
I have three grandchildren that was given those shots, and before they were given the shots, they were kind of like happy and playful, and now they just kind of like sit around. But they're different ages. One is 14, one is 10, and the other one is 5. And I'd like to share with you something that might be helpful to everyone concerned about that, because 2 or 3 days, maybe before the child gets ready to take those shots, if you would start giving them activated charcoal, and the minute that thing hit their bodies, it will be drawn straight out through the charcoal. And that would be something for everyone who is afraid to stand up to the government, or, you know, those that have this law going on, which is not a law. We know it's not a law because I read it myself, where, and I sent it to my son-in-law, but he just chose to ignore it and have all the children vaccinated. So that was not a very good choice for him to make. But I just want to share with others, if I had known when he was going to take them to get shots or anything like that, I would have had slurry, charcoal and water, have them drink it down several couple days maybe before, and when they take that shot, it would draw it straight out of their bodies without being
appreciate that, Z. Appreciate that bit of information. That, you know, it's amazing. Activated charcoal, baking soda, hydrogen peroxide are all things that are very inexpensive to buy that also have amazing health benefits, and I encourage you to do the research on that. Thank you very much for that story, Z. I'm sorry that your grandkids had to go through the full vaccination schedule. Doesn't sound pleasant. Sylvia in California, what is your vaccine story?
Okay, back in the 60s, as you know, the vaccines weren't near as bad as what they have now. And I had to have some vaccines for school, plus we were going to go overseas to Europe to visit my mom's relatives. And the doctor gave us these shots. And the next day, I was standing on this brick, like, bench around a tree, and I was, everything in the world was spinning, and I passed out. My mother's reaction, she ended up in the hospital. So we had an Asian doctor. He tested us, and he said we're allergic to the preservatives used in vaccines, and advised us not to have any vaccines, especially flu vaccines. So all these years, I haven't had to have any vaccines. When the swine flu came out in 76, we just sweat it. We just got under a bunch of blankets and did stuff to try and sweat the virus, whatever it was, out of us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we was only sick 3 days. But now I'm scared because they're passing all these laws in California wanting to force people to have vaccines. And, you know, there's all kinds of situations. What if you have to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
What if there's just some situation where you have to be in a place where there's groups of people and they want to require you to have shots there? What about all these different situations? What are people like us going
to
do?
People are going to have to stand up. People are going to have to stand up and take action in a peaceful, lawful way, but just stand firm and say no. I mean, you can't let people put stuff in your body. It's criminal to let people do that and to force that on you. And I applaud you for that. Like, you've known this for a long time. There's a lot of people out there that don't know. A lot of people that don't know that when you get some of these shots, you shed the virus for weeks at a time, especially the measles. That's why a lot of people were getting measles and transferring it in this Disneyland thing. We're already vaccinated because they were actually shedding the virus, getting other people sick. So thank you for that, Sylvia. Now we got James in California. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, gentlemen, for having me on today.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful show. Great topic. My experience was my son, he's 5 now. During delivery, my wife and I obviously were in the hospital, and, you know, this is 2-3 o'clock in the morning. extremely tired, extremely stressed. And when they're ready to, you know, shoot your kid up with these things, it's just, before they even ask you, they got these needles out and they're just ready to stick them. I mean, it was, I still wake up in the middle of the night and, just freaked out thinking something's going to go wrong. But luckily we haven't experienced any difficulties yet with our son. He's bright. He's smart. No problems. I think part of the thing that we did do that was right as soon as my wife became, sorry, I'm getting a little, upset about this, but, you know, I live here in crazy Fornia where they just want to push this garbage on you. Now we're forced to have our kids shot up with it just for them to go to school. We have our son in a private school right now, and basically when he's ready to go into the first grade, we're going to be moving out of here because we just don't want to deal with it. But just the pressure they put you under, you know, during a stressful time like pregnancy and delivering your baby, and how they just want to shoot you up with this stuff, it's crazy. We had an all organic diet as soon as she became, pregnant, filtered our water. We still have an all organic diet. We don't eat any GMO, processed foods, any of that garbage. Use clear mason iodine, use super male, super female. And you know, right now everyone's healthy and thank God for that.
Yeah, definitely. And I like the fact that you're taking action and going, you know what? We're not going to stay around in this system. We're just going to move our lives somewhere else. And that's what you have a lot of people doing. You have a lot of people putting their kids in homeschool. You have a lot of people just moving out of the state of California because they don't want to put up with the medical tyranny.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb or you're just f***ing stupid.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I had mentioned that they go ahead and vaccinate premature infants on time, meaning that once they are 2 months old, they're ready for their 2-month vaccines, regardless of the fact that they may still have supposed to have been inside their mother's stomachs and not even born yet. Mm-hmm. And some of the things that we're seeing and are being said are things like a neonatologist calling from the step-down unit down to level 3 to the more intensive unit saying, hey, I'm going to give these 4 babies their 2-month vaccines this weekend, so I just want to make sure you had 4 beds ready because we know they're all going to have issues and need increased care.
And that was bombshell information because
that violates one of the core ethics of the medical foundation profession that we've always seen, and that is first do no harm. They knew this was going to harm the children, but they were going to go ahead and blindly or follow this schedule.
Absolutely. You know, and I mentioned that I had sat in a call room before with a bunch of providers saying, hey, we have this 25-weeker that was so strong, they never required intubation with a breathing tube to actually go onto the vent, had a less invasive type respiratory support. And you come in and they're like, oh, how embarrassing. We gave that baby his 2-month immunizations and now he's intubated on the vent for the first time. Oops.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of blown off.
That was amazing. So you told us that on May 1st. And then you contacted me last week and told me about this JAMA study, a Journal of American Medical Association, the official organization of MDs, and here they do a study about the adverse effects after routine immunization of extremely low birth weight infants. Tell us about that study.
Well, first, extremely low birth weight infants are 28 weeks in gestation or less, or under 1,000 grams, approximately 2.2 pounds or less at birth. And you had a group of physicians and a practitioner that went into a database of a large neonatology corporation with almost 14,000 infants looked at. And what the results said were that they were looking at the pre-immunization period versus the post-immunization period, and their sepsis workups went up 3.7 times in the post-immunization period. And sepsis means a blood infection. And so there's multiple labs drawn, blood cultures, urine cultures. They go ahead and they start those babies on antibiotics right away while they wait for results. So it's not a benign thing.
Yeah, it's life-threatening, isn't it?
Right. It's life-threatening. And even if it ends up not being an infection, they've still had pain. They've had invasive procedures and they've had antibiotics given, which is not a benign thing for these babies that have very sensitive intestines. And so it's a big deal. And then we had increased respiratory support 2 times higher in the post-immunization period. And then intubation, actually getting intubated with a breathing tube and going on the vent, was about 1.7, 1.8 times higher. And what really shocked me, I had to read it about 3 times, was when I got down to the conclusion, they said, based on this, there was no difference in reaction between single shots and combo shots. And so you can just go ahead and keep giving the combo vaccines.
Isn't that amazing? That was the only thing they were concerned about. Can we tweak this a little bit by giving them a combo vaccine or a singular vaccine? No, it doesn't make any difference. So go ahead and do this to them, even though, and to repeat these numbers, 112% increase in respiratory support needed post-vaccine. This is the Journal of American Medical Association saying this. A 257% increase in sepsis. That's a life-threatening infection. Just go ahead and do it because we have to follow this vaccination schedule. That is the most important thing to them, isn't it? It isn't the patient's health. It isn't their suffering. It isn't subjecting them to life-threatening situations. It's sticking to the vaccine schedule.
Right. I mean, just to clarify, they didn't actually have sepsis increase that much, but they are saying that they had that big of an increase in testing, surveying, and starting to treat for sepsis, which basically just says, when I talked in that other interview, that these babies have apnea and bradycardia is a nice example that they're having a hard time, you know, remembering to breathe. And so then their heart rate drops and things like that. That's a lot of what they're seeing, temp instability, inability to tolerate feeds. And so these babies are vastly showing big cues that we're normally extremely concerned about in the pre-immunization period or any time before discharge, because these babies have immune systems that are so underdeveloped that if you wait too long to treat them, they are going to have very bad outcomes and possibly die. But in the post-immunization period, we're seeing an increase in that. And apparently we're not worried because the whole point of the study was to make sure that these babies get vaccinated on time and that it doesn't matter what you're vaccinating with.
You know, when we look at these babies with low birth weights or premature babies, they're really, I think, canaries in a coal mine. We have to look at this and say, if they have this much of an increase in respiratory issues, and response to these vaccinations, I wonder personally if there's some connection to SIDS. A lot of people have talked about sudden infant death syndrome and just babies that stop breathing. I wonder if there's, we don't have anything to back that up in this study, but certainly it makes you wonder, makes me wonder when I look at all of these respiratory issues that are caused for these babies that already have a challenged health system.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. You know, premature babies are not supposed to be breathing yet. It is normal for them to have some apnea and bradycardia, just developmental-wise and immature neurological systems. But having an increase is always a cue that something is going on. They don't address that in that study. We do have some studies from, I believe, the 50s following the DTaP shot showing increased or just apnea, but also just a vast change in respiratory breathing patterns. And of course, we haven't looked at that in decades, so we really don't have any data currently on that.
You know, it's interesting when I look at this report, Michelle. One of the things they say, laying this out in the abstract, the introduction to it, they say immunization of extremely low birth weight infants in the neonatal intensive care unit is associated with adverse effects. This is a Journal of American Medical Association. They say it includes fever, apnea, brachycardia, the immediate post-immunization period. And then they go to say these adverse events present a diagnostic dilemma for physicians, whether or not they're going to give the injection, the vaccination or not. And as you point out in their conclusion, they go ahead and say, well, let's go ahead and do it because we can't see any difference between a single and a combination vaccine. So let's just go ahead and do this regardless of the health issues. And so, you know, when we had you on the first time, we were talking about informed consent, because we have bills all across the country lining up to take away our informed consent as patients. And, of course, nurses are people. They're patients at certain times as well. And their informed consent and being in the workforce is also very important. But then we move to this issue of first doing no harm, consciously exposing babies to harm because they have to follow this vaccination schedule. Speak to us about what you see happening in ethics across the country in the practice of medicine.
Personal consent is gone. We are all a protocol. We should all line up and be herded through. I'm shocked at this study. I know what goes on. I'm absolutely shocked that it's okay to publish this.
Yeah.
They're kind of standing out there with their pants and their boxers around their ankles, completely clueless that they're flashing the whole nation right now. And it is an ethical dilemma for the providers. Something that's really woven through this study is they're pointing out that they're looking at incidences, and maybe they're looking at incidences of apnea and bradycardia, and they're showing, they're saying, hey, there's a sharp decrease in events in the 3 to 5 days before immunizations. And then they're giving the immunizations and they spike back up. And so they're attempting to call this, they said, so-called healthy vaccine effect. But really what you're seeing is physicians going, how am I supposed to know if this kid is sick or not sick, or if we really are having a problem we need to address, or if it's the vaccines? How am I supposed to be able to discern anything? And that's a very valid question. And so I feel like in that pattern, you do have some people attempting in this environment to do the right thing. And you have this study coming out basically attempting to tell them, please don't think this is what you're supposed to do. And studies show that if we get these vaccines in and on time, on schedule, in the hospital, that we have a much higher chance of getting them done, all of them, outside of the hospital. And this is our primary goal.
Clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.